My Generation celebrates rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. All details on the My Generation Facebook page. It's time to catch up.
Hello, you got Dangerous Dave with you. This is My Generation and Ella Hooper is with us. How are you?
I'm so good. Good to see
you. Likewise, you seem to be the busiest person in music right now because the Red Hot Summer Tour is coming around Australia. I see you've been on TV. I see you've been in Nashville as well. There's a lot to break apart here and talk to you about. Let's start off with the Red Hot Summer Tour featuring the likes of James Rain, The Living End, The Angels, Baby Animals and Killing Heidi with Boom Crash Opera. This is an amazing lineup and you're taking it to the people of Australia as well.
It's red hot, Dave. Yes. No, it really is. Like, we can't believe we're in that company. Jesse and I are just like pinching ourselves going, next year is going to be intimidatingly massive. Baby Animals, we just did a tour with them not too many months ago. And some, like, we've never, I don't think I've ever got to see Hunters and Collectors play together live. We've gigged a lot with them in all separate, you know, formats. All of the guys in that band do other things, but this will be my first time seeing them together as a powerhouse band that they are.
And they are a big, big band too. There's a lot of members of Hunters.
Like 10 of them? Yeah,
it's enormous.
It's huge.
And with that brass section, when they come out, it's just the best.
I better look at adding some bells and whistles to the Killing Heidi show.
But as I mentioned, though, you're taking it to the people, which I think is fantastic. So for a lot of our listeners on My Generation all across Australia, it's a chance for them to see, you know, some of the greatest Australian bands all in one place.
It's truly something for everyone because I think, you know, it's intergenerational, it's multi-genre, you know, Living End don't sound like Killing Heidi. Killing Heidi so don't sound like Hunters and Collectors. Hunters and Collectors silly don't sound like The Angels or Baby Animals, but we're all there delivering this rollout of a show. So no wonder it's huge. It's pretty much selling out now.
The awesome Ella Hooper joins us this week. And In Excess Live Baby Live, filmed at Wembley Stadium back in 1991, has been restored in 4K HD. Executive produced by Giles Martin, if you don't mind, for a return to cinemas for one night only on November 27. And we're giving away tickets on the My Generation Facebook page.
Oh.
Amazing band. What an amazing show that was too.
That has blown my mind. I recently went to watch the doco, the Mystify Me, and I just was just in awe of the live, mainly the live performance clips. Obviously, Mike Hutchins' life was really fascinating, really juicy, really dramatic life. But the clips of them playing live, I didn't actually realise, Dave, they were that big. I never, because I was just a little bit young to catch In Excess. Just a little, I knew they were a massive band. But I didn't realise they were like world-beating, huge, so many hits, incredible hits. And that performance, his performances were just electric.
Just owned it, didn't he?
Totally owned it. And so beautiful. Yeah. Like, talk about ticking every freaking box.
Yeah.
He's just gorgeous.
Ella Hooper is our very special guest co-host this week. Now, Fleetwood Mac, they're in Australia recently. And it got me thinking about you two because your band, The Versus, supported Fleetwood Mac. Was it on the last tour?
The one before,
I think.
Yeah.
What was that like for you? Because I know Stevie Nicks is your queen.
Yeah, she's my queen. She's my queen. I'd like to claim that I was on the Stevie Nicks revival a long, long time ago because I was.
What is it about Stevie Nicks? If you can pinpoint why is she who she is,
okay.
There's a lot of mystery around her, isn't there?
There is. And you know what I think it is? Well, lucky anyone who came up in the age before the internet.
Yes.
You know, their mystery has been somewhat kept intact.
Exactly.
But I also think it's because Stevie Nicks does Stevie Nicks.
Mm.
She, you know, there's a Janis Joplin and there's an Aretha and there's a, you know, whoever from, you know, there's a Chrissy Hynde, there's a Chrissy Amphlett. But Stevie Nicks is quite feminine but also quite tough. She's quite witchy but she's quite humble, you know. So I just think Stevie Nicks did Stevie Nicks and it was a really great fleshed out flavour from the get-go. And again, like me, she doesn't actually have block your ears, Stevie Nicks, the best voice in the world. Like, you know, she's got not a technically amazing singer's voice. And I personally don't think I have that either, but what we have is character.
Killing Heidi is part of the big lineup for the Red Hot Summer Tour, featuring a reformed Hunters and Collectors, James Rain, The Living End, The Angels, Boom Crash Opera. It's a brilliant lineup of Aussie talent. Now, all the details are on the My Generation Facebook page. Let's talk about Killing Heidi, though, because you're back doing some shows. Was that a tough decision to make?
It was, actually. Like, it took us many, many years to sort of, for me, probably. Jesse was always keen.
Right.
But I was like, I don't know about this. I feel like, you know, is it weird to look backwards? Is it weird to go back and inhabit songs that you wrote when you were 15? Which maybe makes it a little trickier for other bands who had their prime time when they were already adults. I had my prime time when I was a kid.
Yeah,
so some of those feelings and messages and lyrics and melodies are pretty naive, but I've actually flipped right around to seeing the beauty in that and seeing like the, some of the energy in that.
And there's the connection too with your audience. I mean, that's
totally
why they connected. That's why you sold records.
Yeah. So no, I just got out of the way and put my ego, you know, as you get older, you just like, I mean, I think a lot of that was ego and a lot of that was just resistance and now I just focus on the connection with the crowd and it is so fun and so rewarding and I'm absolutely loving it. And the weird thing is we're just getting booked up the wazoo. And people are, like, taking as much as we can give them.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's nuts.
You'd be an inspiration to young women looking up to you now. Like, you looked up to the quintessential Aussie frontwoman, Chrissy Amphlett.
She's, well, look, honestly, it goes, the mantle goes between her and Stevie Nicks. Sometimes Chrissy Amphlett takes the crown.
Yeah.
And she, actually, I'm probably a lot more like her as a performer. Yes. I am much more physical and much more sort of rambunctious and I don't do a lot by doing little. I do a lot by doing a lot and loudly and proudly. And so, yes, currently Killing Heidi are doing Boys in Town.
Oh, no
at
kidding.
The end of our set, we rock into that because I just feel like paying tribute. We're having this amazing sort of, you know, renaissance ourselves as a band. And I'm like, we wouldn't even be here without the great Australian rock chicks.
Yeah. G'day, it's Dangerous Dave. You're listening to My Generation and celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Red Hot Summer Tour. Hunters are headliners with special guest James Rain, The Living End, The Angels, Baby Animals, Boom Crash Opera and Killing Heidi. And Ella Hooper's here today. Now, you would have been a big festival goer back in the day as a young girl coming through the ranks. Was that always a part of your summer?
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. But this is going to sound sort of arrogant or whatever, but it's kind of ruined me because it's always been a backstage affair for me. So sometimes I try to go with friends to festivals just as a punter. And I'm a bit freaked out, honestly. I'm a bit like, where are the toilets? Where is my, you know.
You got to line up for those,
Ella. No, no. No, no. So unfortunately, because I've been doing it since I was a kid, I'm a bit precious.
Yeah. Is there a favourite festival that you've done over the years or one that comes to mind for you?
I mean, the Big Day Out used to be amazing. Yeah. RIP, God rest its soul. Yes. It was incredible again because I think the variety. You were on a bill with like Slipknot to Red Hot Chili Peppers to Björk to PJ Harvey. I remember watching a little band called Coldplay at the Big Day and they hadn't had a hit yet.
No kidding.
No, I think they'd had Shiver had come out.
Yeah, right.
But pre-Yellow. Yeah. And they were on an Australian Big Day Out tour. And I was like, they're pretty good.
Was there a big crowd milling around with them? Was there no buzz at the time? Yeah.
There was a tiny bit of, not even really.
Ella Hooper joins us on the show today and we're talking about the big music festivals. Get all the details for the Red Hot Summer Tour on the My Generation Facebook page. Do you get a chance to hang out with the other band members while you're at these festivals?
Yes. Well, I always try. I'm pretty chatty. I don't know if you've noticed. I like to get to know people. And it depends. Like last time we did something like this by the same people who make Red Hot Summer, you know, Jimmy was headlining, Jimmy Barnes, and he sort of comes in late and often like he's in, he's out. Because if you tour as much as that guy does and you do that show, which is just an hour of extreme volume power.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to be hanging out chatting backstage too much. But, you know, like,
reserve your energy.
I'm sure he does when he gets a day off. But, you know, and other bands like us are just like, hey, hanging around like a bad smell, trying to meet everybody and,
awesome.
Eating all the catering.
Ella Hooper has been our special guest and she's going on the road with Killing Heidi for the Red Hot Summer in 2020. You've seen her on the TV recently to raise awareness for breast cancer in the all-new Monty Ladies Night. And Ella, you've recently been to a city that I visited and I rave about to a lot of people, and it's just the best. We're talking about the city of Nashville, Tennessee, Music City.
Music City.
How good.
That is the title. I mean, it is a deserving title.
Yeah.
Dave, I think I'm in love. Like, I actually feel like I've met someone. I've got this glow and I'm like, all giddy.
So are you working on some new things? Is that the reason you were there? What took you there?
I am working on some new things. I actually was just in the studio yesterday and the day before with the lovely Joel Quatermain of Eskimo Joe.
Oh, wow.
You know, working with a few different people. I've got some more writing and recording demoing sessions lined up in LA and New York in November. So I'm trying to kind of jump all around the world when I'm not on stage with Killing Heidi. I'm funding my own little exercise in seeing what's next for Ella Hooper solo. So, you know.
Are you writing songs in between shows? And that's where you're at?
Yeah, I'm always writing. Like I'm constantly, my iPhone is just full of full of ideas because writing's not a chore to me, but getting it down and actually making it into a demo and then making it into a release, that's where it gets complicated.
Mm. You got a time frame for the new album or are you just going to see where you're at with it?
I would love to think I could really work on it this year and next year, maybe get something out by late next year. But honestly, knowing how busy 2020 is for Killing Heidi, I just don't even know if it's possible. It might be 2021, but it'll be bloody good by then. It better be good. Yeah, unless I can have a brainwave of managing to release while I'm already touring, yeah.
The Red Hot Summer Tour with James Rain, The Living End, The Angels, Baby Animals, Boom Crash Opera, and the amazing Killing Heidi. You're a goddamn national treasure, Ella Hooper.
You are.
And we love having you on My Generation. Thank you so much for swinging by.
Thank you.
My Generation. Tune in for rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. Details on the My Generation Facebook page.